Yeah, come. Okay, and if you can put this around your neck and say your name. I doubt it very much. No. This is it?
Can I start?
Yes, yes, of course. Your name.
Okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Petr Loukota, and I'm going to talk about stemming algorithms for a while. I will explain how this topic is related to my doctoral thesis. So at the beginning of my presentation, I will say a few words about search engines, and I will explain what web page classification is. Then I will introduce stemming. I will mention difference between stemming and lemmatization. After that, I will introduce some classification of stemming algorithms, and then I will say basic idea about methods, about each approaches to stemming, and at the end I will detail explain a portal stemming algorithm, and I will also mention some errors in stemming. So let's start. Let's say you have a web page and you want users to be able to find your page. So how is it possible that if we type something to Google, we will get some result? So there are robots. It's just some process, and these robots visit every page on internet, and they will extract information, textual information or visual information from page. After that, these robots go back to Google database, and there are some algorithms, and they say, okay, this page is about cars, this page is about swimming, for example, and so on. A search engine cannot be sure, but you'll say, okay, I'm for example 93% sure this page is about something. This is web page classification. So web page classification is a process of assigning some of predefined label to document, or we can say this page is about this or about that. During classification, we usually use visual and textual information, and when we use textual information, so text on each page, we have to do some pre-processing, and we have to remove stop words, and we have to do stemming. So in my doctoral thesis, I'm dealing with web page classification, and this is how stemming is related to this topic. So now I will talk about stemming. So stemming is a pre-processing step in text mining application. Generally, we use it not only in search engines and so on. And it's very important. Why? Because we have different word, and we have different word forms, and we want these words reduced to one word. So how does it work? I think everybody understood, but here is some simple example. Let's say we extract these words from some document, text document, and we want these words have the same meaning, so we want only just one word. So we will reduce it by stemming to introduce. As we can see here, we can also get this result, so introduce without that E at the end. This word is not actually a real word, but there are many stemming algorithms. There are many properties, and one of these properties is if we will get a result, if we will get real word. So, for example, Porter stemming algorithm can introduce without that E, and it's okay. It's just one property of algorithm. I'd like to mention lemmatization. So in stemming, we will get stem, and we don't care about context and about part of speech, but in lemmatization we will get lemma, and we care about context. So how does it work? Gun going goes, we use stemming, we will get go, but in lemmatization there is went, and we can also get go because the meaning of this word is the same. So this is lemmatization. But in my presentation, I will talk about I'm talking about stemming. So I think this is interesting. And now here is some classification of stemming algorithms. So we want to reduce different word forms to one form, and we have to find the base form of each word. Each stemming algorithms differs in a way how do they find a root or a stem. We call it stem usually. So I will now introduce these groups. So truncating methods. I will mention Porter algorithm in a minute, but I will explain it detail later. Then I will mention statistical methods. I will explain n-gram, and then I will talk shortly about inflection and derivation methods, compass-based methods, and context-sensitive methods. I will introduce basic ideas. So truncating methods is actually very very simple. We have some word and we have some set of rules, and we just applying rules, and at the end we will get stem. So we remove suffixes or prefixes. So how does it work? Porter algorithm, it has 5 steps, and in each step there are some rules that are applied to each word, and at the end we will get the result. That's it. Rule may look like this. So here's some condition and some ending. If some word pass this condition and has this ending, we will rewrite this ending to, or this suffix to another suffix. That's it. So one example, if the word has at least one vowel and consonant, I will explain later why m greater to 0 mean this. But we have some word with EED ending, so we can rewrite this ending to EE. So example, agreed becomes agree because this passed this condition, here is this ending. This is how it works, that's it. Another method, statistical method. There are also some rules. This we are applying rules, but before that we are doing some statistical method, statistical procedures. I will explain how it works. So one example, n-gram stemmer. It's a string similarity approach. So we try to find out how much each words are similar, and based on and that's it. N-gram is a set of consecutive characters. So one example, statistics and statistical. Let's say we choose n equal to 2. So we have 2 gram. It is called diagram in this case. And then there are diagrams for these two words. So S, T, T, I, two consecutive characters. Now we will choose only unix, so we will not get ST because it's already here. And now I will just say it. We will use some algorithm for measuring similarities between two words. We'll get, for example, some number, and then we will use some clustering algorithm, and then we will get clusters. And in each cluster, there will be words that are very similar or that are similar. And after that, we will remove suffixes. So we are doing something else before removing suffixes. So statistical methods. Previous methods only apply some rules, but these methods involves inflection and derivational. What? Inflection and derivational morphology analysis. So I will explain what does it mean. Another example, derivational affixes, it means suffixes plus prefixes. do frequently change the category. So it means we have write is verb, we will add er, we have noun. So er is a derivational suffix. Inflectional affixes never change the category. So cow, cows, we have plural, it's a noun, and that's it. So these methods somehow work with this. They do not only apply errors. They work with this. Another method, compass-based, I will explain Porter algorithm. So these methods are somehow improving Porter algorithm. How? As we can see here, for example, word policy and police, these words have different meaning, but when we use Porter's stemming algorithm, we will get one word. It's not okay, and indexes and indices in English, they have the same root, but in a Porter algorithm there will not be reduced to one word. So we are doing some statistical things, applying some statistical procedures to words that should be stemmed together, but we are trying to find out if they should really be stemmed together. So thanks to this, we can, for example, find out that policy and police should not be stemmed together because the meaning of these words is different. And this is interesting approach, context sensitive methods. It was proposed by that guy. It's guy from Yahoo. So this is for search engines. And usually we are applying stemming before everything else, before indexing, before searching. But it's not good in an environment of search engines, because user types something, we will use stemming, and we are looking for something else, so we will get too many bad results, and we have to do many additional computations. So we are applying some statistic methods to the input query, and after that we will use context sensitive document matching. If you are interested in this, at the end of my presentation I will recommend you some paper where you can find more information. So methods. And now about the Porter stemming algorithm. This is truncating algorithm. It's one of the most popular stemming algorithms. It was proposed by Martin Porter in 1980, and it has five steps. In each step there are some rules that are applied, and at the end we will get results. So for English language, I will show you example for English language. This is mentioned in original paper from Martin Porter. So some terms. Consonant is a letter other than I, E, A, I, A, E, I, O, U, and Y. And vowel is a letter that is not consonant. So we can consonant we will denote by C. Vowel will denote by V. If we have list that is greater of length greater than 0, we will denote it by C and V. Then every word can has one of these forms, and we can write it like this. So there can be C at the beginning, at the V at the end, and there is some sequence that we will repeat as many times as we want. So this representation, it's important.
Can I ask?
Yeah. M, any number. You can repeat VC as many times you want. Is it clear? Clear. Okay, so I already said it, but rules may look like this. Here's some condition. some ending, we will or some suffix, we will rewrite it to another suffix. So example, replacement, we have ending ment, and we replace past this condition, so we will rewrite to, in this case, to epsilon, so we remove it. Condition may also look like this. I will just mention anything. So in this, for example, in this case, the stem, it means the stem ends with S. So if the end stem with S, it will pass the condition. You can apply this rule. What is important? Only one rule is obeyed, and the one with longest matching. I think it's clear. Longest match. So the algorithm. It has five steps. In first step, as we can see, there are some rules always. There are some. In the first step, as we can see, we don't have any conditions. So if we have word, there are some examples. If we have word that has this ending, we can rewrite. There's no condition. In this case, for example, as we can see, there is ed ending. We will remove it, or ing, and then we can use these two rules. ED, it means it has just been removed, and we can use this, for example. This first step deals with plurals and past participles. The second step looks like this. There are some rules. We are just applying rules. It's language independent approach. I will mention it later. One example. There is word hopefulness. We will rewrite to hopeful. And this second step, and the next step, we can see that hopeful will rewrite to hope. So we are getting closer. And the fourth step, as we can see here, there are epsilons on right hand side of each rule, so we are just removing suffixes in this step. At the end, we will get that's it. The suffixes are now removed, but we have to do some cleaning. So there is fifth step of algorithm. We are just removing some letters. This algorithm will not remove some suffix if the word is already too short. There is no logical explanation for this. It's just how it is. Some advantages of this algorithm. It's quite simple. It's quick. It produces best output as compared to other stemmers. Less error rate, and it is independent language independent approach to stemming. And limitations. I already said that it produces stems that are always not real words. So it's just one property of this algorithm. And we have to have five steps and many, many rules. That's it. Let me mention some errors in stemming. Overstemming and understemming. Overstemming means we have two different words and they are reduced to one word. This is called false positive. And understemming, we have two words that should be stemmed together, but they are not. This is called false negative. I couldn't say everything in 25 minutes, but